In Washington, D.C., where, did you hear, our metro system shut down for an entire 24-hour period. So, while D.C. transit may not be that reliable, you know what is? The Sunday Puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Mike Reese, who is a writer for The Simpsons. I said, take the name of a well-known actress. Her first name starts with the three-letter abbreviation for a month. I said, replace this with the three-letter abbreviation for a different month, and you'll get the name of a famous poet. Who are these two people? Well, the answer is Julianne Moore and Marianne Moore.
Over 800 of you got the right answer, and our lucky winner is Sarah Hinesley of Greenbelt, Maryland. She joins us on the line now. Hey, Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you. Hello, Rachel, and hello, Will.
Hello. We're happy to have you with us. Did this come pretty quickly to you? Did you have to work for it?
I had to work for it.
Yeah.
We thought about it from Sunday until Wednesday night. I went to bed, and all of a sudden it came up in my head again, and I grabbed an almanac. And
oh, you
found
grabbed
it in
an almanac. You went that far. Good
I
for
did.
You.
I said, what is this? Anyway, I found it. I showed it to my husband. He said, okay, there you go.
Will Shortz is on the line. Do you have a question for him?
Yes, I do. Have you written any puzzles in a foreign language?
Wow, that would be beyond my ability.
Do you speak any foreign languages, Will?
I can sort of get by a little in French. I tell you, I have this great old book, crossword book, in which the across answers are in French and the downs are in English. Oh. And the clues for the French words are in English and the clues for the English words are in French. It's a great way to brush up your foreign language.
I guess so.
Sarah, are you ready to do this?
I think so.
Will, let's play the puzzle.
All right, I'm going to name a category. You name something in it whose first two letters are the last two letters of the category's name. For example, if I said author, you might say Orwell, as in George Orwell. Author ends in O-R, author ends in O-R, and Orwell starts O-R.
Okay.
All right, number one is beetle, B-E-A-T-L-E.
I should know this. Leafhopper.
Oh, no. She went with the other beetle.
Oh, interesting.
She went
with the
bug. Lennon.
Insect.
I'm sorry, Lennon.
I'm going to give you 2 stars for that.
Yes.
You
get credit for 2.
Number 2, Disney musical.
Aladdin.
That's it. Country in Africa.
Oh, I'm thinking of this. C-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not coming to me.
Do you know this one, Rachel?
Now, is it my turn to show off? I think there's 2. Cameroon or the Central
Cameroon.
African Republic?
Oh, I'm so interested.
Interesting. The Central African Republic would be CE, though, but you got Cameroon.
But now I'm really drilling down on this. But it is known as C-A-R, Will.
All right. Woo, you're
Cameroon,
ahead of me on
Cameroon,
that.
Cameroon
is what I was going for.
Yep.
Make of auto.
Toyota.
That's it. Racehorse.
Seabiscuit.
Good. Also, Secretariat and Seattle SLU. Amazingly, there's 3 answers to that. Municipal official.
Alderman.
Alderman is it. Norse explorer.
Eric the Red.
Ooh, that's good. It. Bridge.
George Washington Bridge.
George Washington Bridge in New York City. Ocean.
Ocean. L-C-A-N. There are only 5, 7. Antarctica.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It's the Antarctic Ocean. Good.
Okay.
Best picture.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this. Best picture.
Now, if The Revenant had won, that would have been a second answer.
That's what I was thinking.
But remember, it was Spotlight that won this year.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. R.E.
I'll tell you, it's 1940.
And it's
Hitchcock.
Oh, Rear Window?
Good job.
No.
Oh, it was
early.
It's not Rear Window, but it's a 7-letter girl's name.
Oh, it's not. Rebecca.
Rebecca, it is. Good. And your last one, Summer Olympics host.
Host. Stockholm?
Stockholm, 1912. Bravo.
Sarah, you did a great job. Well done. And for playing the puzzle today, Sarah, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. You can check them out at npr.org/puzzle. And where do you hear us, Sarah, before we let you go?
WAMU in Washington, D.C.
Sarah Hinesley of Greenbelt, Maryland, thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. Think of a common 9-letter word that contains 5 consecutive consonants. Take 3 consecutive consonants out of these 5 and replace them with vowels to form another common 9-letter word. What is it? So again, common 9-letter word, something everyone knows. It has 5 consecutive consonants. Take 3 of these, consecutive, and replace them with vowels to form another common 9-letter word. What word is it?
Okay, when you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, March 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we call you, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.